Hey, hey, now welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
Guess what? We are leaving money on the table. When we leave money on the table, we do not give ourselves the benefit of being able to leverage everything that has been presented to us in terms of how we are going to get to the next level financially. Now, I know that there are some things that have been done wrong. I know that there are some things historically that should not have happened. I know that there are some things that we still need to fix, but we have the power to change many of the circumstances that we find ourselves in. And one of the things that I want to talk about and I want to continue to bring to our attention is the need for us to get our children to the next level financially. And the best way to do that is to start when they are young. You know, the IRS says you can hire your child to work in your home-based business. You can pay each child up to now $12,500 a year. That $12,500 that you pay your child is a tax write-off to you. If you have one child, that's $12,500. If you have two children, it's $25,000. If you have three children, it's $37,500. That's in additional tax write-offs. The beautiful thing about this is the money is tax-free to your child. So the first $12,500 that they earn is tax-free to them. We have got to learn how to spend less money. We've got to learn how to get more money, but we also have to learn how to get our money back. And this is one way to do it. Now, let me tell you where this makes a lot of sense. Let's just say, for example, you are already paying for basketball lessons. You're paying for ballet lessons. You're paying for football. You're paying for karate. You're paying for whatever it is that you are paying for. You may be paying for daycare. These are items that are not tax deductible. These are items that will not put any money back into your pocket. Now, albeit you may say, well, one day it'll make them, you know, it could be like Venus and Serena Williams, or they could end up like Tiger Woods. Okay, that could be true. That could happen one day. But I'm talking about today. I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about getting a right now dollar and a later dream. I'm talking about getting your money back today while you are planning for the future. I'm talking about putting something in place that is going to teach your child how to not only be responsible financially, but it's going to give them much needed entrepreneurial skills. Now, you know, Grandma B raised me and she taught me to go to school, get a good education, get a good job, go to church on Sunday, wear a clean underwear in case you get hit by a bus. Yes, Grandma B taught me all of those things, but I didn't know a whole lot about money. What I knew about money is that we didn't have a lot of it. And so if I needed some, she told me to look in the room on top of the shelf, behind a box, inside a pocketbook, inside a zipper, wrapped up in a piece of paper towel, is $20. So I had to search for the money. And so that generally is what my experience was with money. Then when I went on to college, I got a bunch of credit cards, couldn't pay anybody. And then when I got out of college and knew that I wanted to make more money, I became a serial entrepreneur. But what if I had been taught the value of business at an early age? What if I had been taught how to budget? What if I had been paid a salary and then been responsible for my own money for field trips and so on and so forth? So these are the things that we want to start to put our attention on. We've got a lot of attention on a lot of things. And I'm noticing as I move around the world, as I talk to people, I'm noticing that our kids are smarter in many ways. They have a handle on technology. They've got a handle on what's happening in the world. I'll tell you right now that my children are way more conscious than I was at the age that they became conscious. They were kneeling for Colin Kaepernick. They were doing all these things. They were aware of social and racial injustice. They are sensitive to the needs of the underserved, things that when I was growing up in the 70s and 80s, I didn't really encounter those things directly. I didn't come face to face with those things directly, but our kids are face to face with those things. And the one thing we want them to be face to face with is how to manage their money, how to get to the next level, how to leverage this system that we are living in, and how to understand what all the systems are. So instead of paying for a vacation for your child, instead of paying for a birthday party, instead of, sending them off to camp with your money, I am encouraging you to continue to do all those things, but just do it a different way. Put that money in a different column and call it a salary. Call it a paycheck. Call it compensation for either employment work or independent contractor work. Now, this works not just for your kids who are at home, but many of us are taking care of kids even after they graduate from college. They're still in our pockets. And this is a way to get them to the next level. Yes, you want to hire your kids to work in your home-based business. Now, let's say you don't have any kids. What about your grandchildren? What about your nieces, your nephews, your godchildren? What about those younger cousins that you mentor? What about the young people in your church? What about the young person on your block? When I was growing up, everybody had a job working for somebody on the block, whether it was mowing the lawn or shoveling the snow or whatever it is. We have gotten away from that, all right? So even if you don't have any children, there's a child somewhere in the community that you can help, and you can help them by teaching them how to be a part of this fiscally charged world that we live in, and how to start to master it at a young age. So this is important. I am excited about all that is here today. I'm excited about all that we have coming ahead. And I am just delighted that we are in this together. And more importantly, that we are taking this thing to the next level. We need to teach our children that the harvest is here and the time is now. We need to teach our children that it's their season to win. We need to teach our children strategy. They need to understand the stock market. They need to understand how to invest. It is my belief that when you go to kindergarten, that you should learn reading, writing, arithmetic, money, right? Okay, once you start talking about math, let's also talk about money. Let's talk about the tax code. Let's talk about entrepreneurship. Let's talk about credit. Let's talk about all of these things that they're going to need to be responsible citizens in this society. Yes, the harvest is here. The time is now. It's our season to win, and it's our season to elevate our children.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America, The Steve Harvey Show, or Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell. Guess what? Did you know you can get your money back if you hire your kids? You can get your money back if you go out to eat? You can get your money back if you go on a vacation? Well, guess what? In my book, Get Your Money Back, Tax Deductions You Never Know About, I'm going to teach you how you can get your money back with your home-based business legally, ethically, and all with the permission of the IRS. Just go to AskLynn.org.
Let's talk about real estate, real estate, real estate.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You've seen me on Good Morning America, The Breakfast Club, and WVON. I'm so excited about sharing with you the Home Buyers Club. It's time for you to get the home of your dreams. No credit, no problem. Low credit, no problem. No down payment, no problem. I am excited about you getting a piece of the American dream. Join the Home Buyers Club today.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you.
Okay, I am so excited about this topic today, because anytime we get to talk about financial freedom, you know I am excited and delighted. But more importantly, when we get to talk about how this impacts our kids and what we can do to teach them to be better, to do better, to know what we didn't know, oh my goodness, it makes me even more excited, because I have three children. They are grown, but they are still in my pocket. So here today to talk to us about some ways we can make sure our kids are empowered financially, I have Jared E. Evans. He's a community manager with community and business development at JP Morgan Chase. Jared Evans is a community manager in Chicago, Illinois for community and business development. He is a local ambassador for Chase, whose job is to build and nurture relationships with key community leaders, nonprofit partners, and small businesses at the neighborhood level. So what that means is, if you're listening to this, then Jared is probably here to help you, because this is all about the community level. Jared hosts financial health workshops. He facilitates nonprofit partnerships and offers community programming. He is helping to advance racial equity by supporting Black and Latinx communities with tools and resources to help them improve their financial well-being. I am so excited. Welcome to the Millionaires Roundtable, Jared.
Well, thank you so much, Lynn. I am delighted to be here, and I have two little ones. They're not out of my house yet, so this is a topic that's very near and dear to my heart as well.
Oh, my goodness. So you've got two little ones, and so tell me, what are their ages?
They are, my daughter, ironically enough, was born on our anniversary, so she will be six this month, and my son, Jaden, is 12.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay, so we've got separation of duties here. We've got a 12-year-old. We've got a 6-year-old. So I love the diversity, because I am pretty sure if I was speaking to your wife, she would say that the 12 is going on 30. She's probably already grown. Yes, that's how they do it. You got a 12-year-old kid, you have an adult in your house. So I love it. I love it. So I'm just excited, you know, for you to, first of all, you know, everything that Chase is doing right now, I'm on the Advancing Black Pathways Tour with MC Light and Damon John and so many others. And so we get to go all around the country talking about ways that we can improve the wealth situation in our communities. But I'm always, always very excited to talk about it right here locally in my hometown, Chi-Town, where I grew up. And so for me, this is really huge. And so today we're talking about helping your kids get financially fit, five ways to teach kids money basics. Many studies, Jared, have shown that the earlier kids develop healthy money habits, the better their prospects of having strong financial health into adulthood. According to research, we start grasping money basics when we are three. This gives us a great opportunity to introduce conversations about ways to save, think about spending, and the value of money early in our kids' lives. So, how has teaching kids about money changed over the years?
Well, it's an interesting and great first question, and I can say this. It used to be that children learned about money when shopping out with parents, but as more transactions happen digitally, they can lose touch, and important learning moments may be harder to find.
Yes.
The good news is that parents can now use a mobile phone to have conversations with their kids about the best ways to earn, save, and spend money, and encourage those good habits. So they have that phone in the palm of their hand most of the time anyway. Let's put it to use.
Yeah. You know, what I learned about money is that we didn't have a lot of it. I knew we were not rich, but I didn't feel poor. So when I would ask my grandmother for money, she'd tell me to look in the room on top of the shelf, behind the pocketbook, inside a zipper, inside a piece of paper towel, it's $20. Like, I'd have to go search for the money that she, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So that in and of itself was a lesson. It was an opportunity to engage with where this money is, how I'm going to get it, what she did to make it available to me, and the fact that she remembered, you know, well into her 70s and 80s. So you're right. When we think about how we don't really see it anymore, it's all with a touch of a button. It's a very, very different experience now. So let me ask you this. What has Chase done to help parents get their kids started on the right financial path?
Well, my team at Chase is focused on creating tools and resources that support financial health to help kids practice and to learn how to earn and spend and save. We've created this Chase First Banking, and I love this product, an account that can help making financial education easy, I should say. It's fun and it's immersive. It helps parents to have real-time conversations around how much kids can get for allowances or for chores, where they are approved to spend, and how much they can spend. Parents can also set up savings goals right from the Chase mobile app, and kids have access, which I truly love, to their own debit card because, it makes it tangible for them.
Yes, yes. I think it's very important for kids to understand how money is moving. And I think it's important for them to see it moving. Fortunately for me, I started this path a long time ago. And so I hired my kids to work in my home-based business because I know there's a tax write-off for that.
Wow.
They're able to do legitimate work. When you hire your kids in your home-based business, there are no labor laws. So your child can work any number of hours at any time of the day, as long as it's not dangerous work. So,
right.
You know, they could help me with my books. They could help me with my events. They could, my oldest daughter, she could do my spreadsheet. She could track my mileage and put in all of my inventory, like all of those things. And they had their own checking accounts. They had their own checking accounts, Jared. Okay. They had their own checking accounts. And when they went to school and they had to pay for things, they had to pay with their money from their own checking accounts. So let me tell you, it made them much more conscious than me paying for it. And to this day, right now, like I have a pair of Timberlands and I just bought a pair of the red Jordans. Oh my God. I had not bought Jordans since I was 16. My youngest child, she would rather wear mine than buy her own. She would rather. And I keep telling her, you cannot wear mine. Go get your own. And she refuses to do it because she doesn't want to spend the money she has available, but it's so much easier for her to spend mine. So this is so important, everyone. I want you to listen up and I want you to understand what, not only what it's going to take for you to get to the next level, but I want you to use these tools at JP Morgan Chase. Go to Chase First Banking. You can Google it. And I want you to get this account, okay? So that you can start helping your children make better financial decisions. They don't have to end up how we did. They don't have to do what we did. I was broke, living check to Monday. My credit was jacked up. But when my children entered the adult world, when they graduated from college, everybody had 700 credit scores and they knew how to manage money. The harvest is here and the time is now. It's your season to win, and Chase is here to help us do it. Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
And Lynn, you know, I wanted to also add, you know, we spoke to a lot of parents and children and experts about how we can help start healthy money conversations with kids. And I think this Chase First Banking account is a great first step for kids and parents alike.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I think you're absolutely right. You know, I am a firm believer. And Jared, I don't know if you've heard me say this, but if you haven't, I'm going to say it now. I believe when children go to school, pre-kindergarten or kindergarten, whichever place you start them, I think that the basics are reading, writing, arithmetic, money, and the Bible. Everything else, I can learn social studies. I may not need to know about photosynthesis, but you need to know about money. So what you're talking about here is so important. What you're talking about is so important. And I don't think we really truly understand the value of what a child learns in school and they bring home to their parents. Imagine if every single child came home with the knowledge that you just shared. And then they said to their parents, Mom, Dad, I want to do this. And then it started to be a dialogue that was vertical, but it came from down up instead of up down. And then horizontally, we can all win. So I just love this. I love this. So tell me this. Tell me this, Jared. I've got to ask you this. What did you learn from those conversations that you were having with parents and kids about money? What did you learn from those conversations?
Well, there's a lot of great advice out there, but I'd like to take a moment and just share five tips to help our kids and parents get started, okay? Number one, we got to encourage them to save.
Yeah.
When your child gets the allowance or receives birthday money, talk to them about the importance of setting some money aside for savings, not just spend, spend, spend. The more you help them do it, the more you reinforce it as a habit that will help them develop a saver's mentality. And that's what we want.
Yeah.
We want to put that in their spirit, really, if you will, early on. And then number two, involve your children on important family money decisions. It sounds funny, but I think the earlier we involve them, the better. You know, when you're considering an important family purchase, engage the child.
Yeah.
Or the children, rather, and help them understand what goes into the decision.
Yeah.
If it's a new home, if it's a couch, if it's a refrigerator or a car, whatever the important factors are that they need to consider, just bring it to the table. Your children can benefit from knowing how much you are comfortable spending, why you choose to shop at certain merchants, right? And how you can compare prices and options.
Yeah.
Right? The other thing I'll add is when kids are asking questions about spending money or making purchases, that means we've piqued their interest.
Yeah.
And those are authentic teaching moments to take advantage of.
Yes.
I really feel we should not ignore these moments, Lynn, but encourage and cultivate them. And then number three, you know, we're all shopping online right now, right? But let's shop online together with our kids.
Yeah.
That sounds crazy to say.
Yeah.
We're teaching them.
Yeah.
You know, online shopping has become increasingly popular in 2020 with social distancing. That was the start of it, right? I mean, it's gotten even much more nowadays. Involve your children in these transactions by shopping with them, encouraging them to come in. Ask them to help you find better deals and to add up totals in your cart before it's time to pay.
Yeah.
After you've made your decision on what to purchase, help them understand that digital purchases still need to be paid with real money.
Right.
In your bank account.
Come on now.
Because a lot of times, again, we're in that environment where it looks as if we're not exchanging, and so it seems easier, but it's still money that's being paid from someone's account. And we got to show them that.
Yes.
You know, number four, Lynn, I think, take them to the bank.
Yeah.
There's something that we don't hear often, but we should actually take our kids to the bank. A lot can be learned during a branch visit, including how to withdraw and deposit money or checks, how to use your ATM safely, right? How to talk about setting up financial goals. And you'll find that banking has changed from the standard traditional look as well.
Yeah.
Across the country, we're adding 17 unique community centers to help tie the tools and resources of Chase back to our community.
Let me tell you something.
No,
this is good. I walked into a Chase bank. I think I was in, I travel so much. Wherever I was, I said, this is a restaurant. It felt like a restaurant. There were like booths where you would normally go in a restaurant. You sit at a booth. There was a booth to speak to the banker. And then there was this other area and I sat down. And I didn't have any business to do there, but I wanted to do some because I was so comfortable with the environment. So yeah, go. You said you had a grand opening?
Yeah, so I was going to share, and just as you described, which is perfect, Lynn, our branch looks exactly like that. Booths where people can literally sit. We're not asking them to leave. We want them to stay and link into our Wi-Fi and take care of their business and do the things that they need to do from a community perspective. But yes, we had a beautiful grand reopening of our community center here in Chicago on February the 4th, 2021. You know, and in this beautifully redesigned space, we've already hosted many students from all over Chicagoland by working directly with our nonprofit partners, providing financial health seminars, on various topics, including budgeting, savings, understanding credit, and even cyber and safety security, which is a good time to talk about this. And so I think as you go across the country, and you're going to see these several community centers, and we invite people to go in and sit down in one of those booths, as you just mentioned, Lynn.
Let me tell you, I sat at the booth. I sat at the booth, and I did not want to leave. I did not want to leave. I was like, wait a minute. This is what happened. So I went into the Chase branch because I needed to get some cash while I was on the road, and I needed some cash for tipping. And I believe in going into my branch to use the ATM at the branch with my Chase debit card so I don't have to pay extra fees and so on. And so I went in, and I have to tell you, MC Light was with me and one of our executives on the team. And so we got in there, and they were like, Dr. Lynn, we got to go. I was like, I don't want to leave. I want to stay here. So had you been there or had someone been there teaching, I'm telling you, I would have sat my butt down in the Chase Bank. All I would have needed was some chicken or a meal of some sort. Wait, and there was a Chick-fil-A next door, so we could have easily arranged that. But I am telling you, I have never in my life walked into a bank and felt like I wanted to do more than bank until I walked into that Chase. And let me tell you all, if you're listening, this was not planned. I did not plan to say this. This is literally what happened to me. And I think it's all well and good. Now, here's the only problem I have, Jared. You know, I was born and raised in Chicago, and I have not been to any of the community. I haven't been to the locations yet. So I'm looking forward to me coming out and maybe doing a live broadcast or something to that effect. Yes, I'm looking forward to that.
And it would be my pleasure to host you. You've got to come see it.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it'll be hard for you to leave. It really will be.
I love it. I love it. So you said number one was encourage them to save. Number two, involve your children on important family money decisions. Yes, when you're buying a home, a new car, or whatever, shop online together. That was number three. Number four was take them to the bank. And now when you take them to the bank, you are taking them someplace that is wonderful. And so what's number five, Jared?
And so number five is talk about money values.
Yeah.
Right? Kids can learn a lot from knowing it's okay to talk about money.
Yeah.
So it's smart to talk openly about the things you two have learned, right? What was the first big purchase you made on your own? And I'm going to take a moment and share a story shortly, but how did you get that first paycheck? What was the favorite treat that you bought as a kid? Who first talked to you about money, right? Do you remember opening your first account? Like, these are the things that we should be talking to our kids about. While most children understand that money doesn't grow on trees, it is still important that they see and experience how to shop for things that they want and how to make smarter financial decisions. By starting to have money conversations earlier, you'll help them develop good habits that will last them a lifetime. And I'm going to be honest with you, you're going to be shocked and surprised by, you know, what you may learn from them and how quickly they catch on, and they can teach us, you know. So I'll share a story really quickly, mm-hmm. if you don't mind.
Yeah.
You know, when I was young, I got into banking at the age of 19. And for whatever reason, I wanted to purchase a truck as my first car. And that was something I couldn't get out of my mind, even though my family told me that's not a good decision. Don't buy a truck as your first car, you know. There were many variables that went into it. I didn't think about those variables. I didn't listen. I was just gung-ho. But what happened, there was a culmination of things, right? I was in my early 20s. It was a truck. It was my first car, and I had gotten the first time I got a driver's license. So all of these things have culminated. And so guess what? I buy the car. I'm got to pay for insurance. But all of those things that I just mentioned went into insurance being almost as much as the car note.
Yep.
And so what was the lesson for me is that, first of all, I should have listened to my family when they told me, because they knew more than I did at that time. And also that I almost lost the car because I couldn't afford to pay $400 twice.
Come on now.
And so we gotta take a step back and not only just impulsively do things, but figure out what is the cost going to be on the back end. Because it'll have been quite hurtful had I lost the car, which I almost did. So I want to share that as one of the lessons and takeaways.
No, I love it. And let me tell you something. I always say 1 + 1 = 2. If your stuff adds up to 10, it will never fit in. If all you have is $2 and you got $10 worth of bills, it is never going to happen. This is a very valuable lesson. And some say money talks, but I say money walks away from you quietly and you don't know where it went. So here's what we all have to do. I believe in good old fashioned mathematics. Write it down.
Yes.
Write the vision and make it plain. If you want to spend money on something, if your child wants to spend money on something, write it down, let them see it and make those decisions for themselves. Jared, it has been an awesome, awesome pleasure having you. And I cannot wait to meet you at a Chase location soon.
I cannot wait. I feel the same way.
Awesome, 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 awesome.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
Okay, Jared. Oh, my God. This has been so wonderful. So tell us how we can get in touch with you. We need three things. One, how can we get in touch with you? How can small businesses or nonprofits connect with you to perhaps do a financial workshop in the community that you would help us to lead organize? And then how can we get started with the Chase First Banking?
Well, the way to get in touch with me, I will give you my email. It's going to be always the best way. It's jared.evans, that's jared.evans, evans, at chase.com. Please email me. And then if you're in the area, I really want to invite people to come out and see us at 6650 South Stony Island Avenue. That's in Chicago, Illinois. We're right on the corner of 67th and Stony Island. And don't say it's the same place. You got to come in and see it. It's totally remodeled. And then really for the First Banking, you can go to chase.com and type in First Banking. You can also just Google First Banking at Chase, and it will pull up this great account to get started. And we also invite you to come into the branch and speak to one of our relationship bankers. They will get you started at any of our locations. They're very well aware of this product, and we certainly would love to have them come by.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, yes, yes. You all have heard it right here on the Millionaires Roundtable. I am a long, long, long time Chase customer. I understand and know the branch on Stony Island. I grew up in between 44th and Cicero, but then my mom lived at 72nd and Constance, which is a few blocks from Stony Island. So I'm very aware. And I recently went into a Chase bank to get some money out the ATM and didn't want to leave. Child had to pull me out the bank. I don't know what I was going to do in there, Jared. I just didn't want to go. So, you know, that's just what it is. Whenever I encounter something that I enjoy, I kind of want to extend that experience. So for all of you listening, please reach out to Jared. Jared, thank you so much for what you're doing personally.
You.
Yes. And
Lynn, thank you too. It's a pleasure to be here with you. It really is.
Yes, 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 yes. And thank you. Thank you, Chase, for all that you're doing. I feel it. Don't you all feel it? I feel it.
Yes.
And when you all reached out and said you were going to do more in our communities, you were already doing so many great things. But when you said you were going to do more, you have actually put your money where your mouth is. You've put action to the promise, and we appreciate it so much. So thank you, and God bless you. Hey, everybody, it's the Millionaires Roundtable. Go and get your kids ready, set, and ready for financial freedom. Go to jpmorganchase.com or chase.com and go and check out that account. Thanks so much, Jared.
I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America giving financial advice. When you get my freedom package, you get the 21 days to financial freedom and how to start a home-based business. See you in class.
So here are my closing thoughts. Guess what? We're all in this together. Guess what? We've got to do it. We've got to do it now. And we have got to get our kids included. Yes, they need an education, but they also need a financial education. And it starts with us. Now, I'm going to talk to you about the number one thing that I encounter when parents start to think about what they want to do differently with their children when it comes to money. The very first thing that many parents say to me or that they think about is they think about all the mistakes they made. And they think to themselves, well, how can I teach my child how to do it better when I have not done it well? Let me tell you, I've been there and I've done that. I was in the same situation. I had failed financially more than once. But what I decided is this: the best way for me to be able to be accountable is to teach my children from where I'm at right now. I could not wait to get it right. I had to be honest and I had to say to them, listen, we don't have any money, or I filed bankruptcy, or we don't have as much of a budget for Christmas this year. And I had to explain why that happened. And then I had to instill new values, new principles, new concepts into our daily living. And guess what? It paid off. I remember having a conversation with my daughters on YouTube maybe a year or two ago. And their experience was nothing like what I imagined. I thought that they grew up feeling as if they had lost something, as if we were failing. And the truth is, they received what I was teaching, and I was teaching them how to be financially responsible, and that's how they received it. So I said all that to say, our perception of our children's experience usually is not what it actually is. So I want you to have the courage. I want you to stand up. I want you to be strong. I want you to be powerful. And I want you to implement everything that you've heard here today. Why? Because the harvest is here and the time is now. And it is our season to win.
You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at asklynn.org because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.